Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it hard, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney,
but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Well, now we are on to Stephanie Collar with jerseysanddresses.org. What a fun website, and I watched a little bit of your podcast. You are so engaging. Please tell us everything you're doing.
Thank you. Well, Jerseys and Dresses is a charitable fund based out of Hilton Head Island, and it started and was inspired by my work with raising money for the Eagles Autism Foundation up in Philadelphia.
The
Football Eagles.
Right, not just the Eagles, but the Football Eagles.
The Football Philadelphia Eagles. Their big nonprofit is the Eagles Autism Foundation. One of my dear friends, who is also an entrepreneur, she has a cake pop company, and she is a sponsor for the Eagles and the Eagles Autism Foundation. So I was up in Sea Isle City helping her hand out cake pops, and I got a call that said, you need to come. We were at the Beer Olympics for the New Heights podcast.
Oh, fun.
And I get a call that said, drop the cake pops, come to the dock, and chug a beer with Jason Kelce.
Okay. Well, who wouldn't do that?
Let's go. You know,
All you non-football people out there, who is Jason Kelce?
Well, Jason Kelce is a retired center for the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles. He just retired last year. He has a hit podcast with his brother Travis Kelce, who y'all may know. His wife is Kylie Kelce. And this was like, are you kidding me? Like, let's go. We had so much fun that day. It was about the fun. And I was like, how can I recreate this level of fun on Hilton Head? So I can come to Philadelphia. I can do these things with Mary Ellen's Cake Pops and the Eagles Autism Foundation. But I needed more of this in my life on a regular basis. So I started Jerseys and Dresses. The whole thing started as an idea for a single event. We were going to have a celebration of football on Hilton Head. Hilton Head is a melting pot. We've got Steelers fans, Dallas fans, Bills fans. So in my mind, I see this Jerseys and Dresses tailgate. The guys wear jerseys, the girls wear dresses. And we had to class it up a little bit. So we had it at a private car museum on Hilton Head, and it was a tailgate party. And that was our first fundraiser.
Yeah. How did that go?
It was a hit. We had so much fun. We had fun. You know, we did regional food stations for key NFL cities. We had cheesesteaks. We had wings for Buffalo. We had all these different food stations. We brought in musicians from Nashville to play for us. We had a beer pong tournament next to Maseratis and Ferraris. I mean, it was just a really fun night. And then that kind of grew, as many things do, from this one event to this charitable fund that we can now do events. You know, we can scale it. I have a team of interns that I hired this summer that are going to work with me on scaling it to other cities, to bringing fundraisers to maybe minor league baseball stadiums, a Jerseys and Dresses night. Wow. The photo opportunities when you got these guys in their jerseys and these women in their sparkly dresses, you know, it's very Instagrammable.
So how do you go about organizing one of these events? How do you get the word out? How do you put this out there so that people know about it and want to sign up?
We did heavy social media for the Jerseys and Dresses tailgate.
Was that advertising, or was that you just had a lot of people posting about it?
We were advertising. I created the event. I created the flyers, the posters. We hung them up all over Hilton Head like old school grassroots marketing. I was invited to go up and go on a local morning talk show out of Charleston, South Carolina. And we talked about jerseys and dresses there. So it was really, I called a couple, key island people where we are and just flat out said, like, will you support me? Will you, you know, purchase a table for 10 and bring your friends to this inaugural event and see what we can do? And everybody I asked, from sponsors to attendees to guests to musicians, everybody said yes. You know, the first companies I reached out to on the island as far as will you be a sponsor, they all said yes. And I think that's because they know me and they know that for the past 16 years, I've been giving back to the island in lots of other ways. So never have I had an actual ask. I was always the one giving. I've never asked. And when I finally did ask, they all said yes. And we pulled off a phenomenal event that we supported three local organizations and the Eagles Autism Foundation.
I'll wait in the car. You know, just let me know when you're done. I'll be fine. I'll get something to drink. It'll be fine. But, you know, it's a really inspiring story of giving back and getting the kudos for giving back. And that's what you described. What a great story. Thank you for sharing.
It's all relationships. Are you a member of any chambers of commerce?
I am. I'm a member of the Hilton Head and Bluffton Chamber of Commerce down in South Carolina. And they have, you know, they do a lot. I'm a new member. My organization, we just started in December of 2024. So we are brand new. I'm actually organized underneath a community foundation. So the Community Foundation of the Lowcountry is the 501c3 that manages my fund. And they are experts at what they do. And they take a lot of the pressure to know the law of nonprofits, the accounting of nonprofits. Mm-hmm. They really are dialed in on that stuff that I don't know that. So partnering with the Community Foundation has been invaluable to me.
So what are your future plans?
Oh, all kinds of plans.
That sounds like it. So tell us more.
We want to really start doing some jerseys and dresses fundraising anywhere that wants to do a unique fundraiser. People have been doing fundraisers forever. And there's themes that people have. You know, there's casino nights or the 20s night. And this jerseys and dresses theme is really unique and it's really fun because a lot of times the guys don't really like to get dressed up, but the girls do. So now we got guys in jeans and a jersey and their wife or their significant other is in, you know, a sparkly gown. And it's, you know, the juxtaposition of that jerseys and dresses, you know, the beer pong and the Maseratis. It all just kind of comes together to create a really, really unique event.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. Well, and you have started a podcast.
I have started a podcast. We're new in that sector.
I watched some of it. I think you're so engaging, and I would strongly urge you to continue with that. And then, of course, you know that that is a rich source for your social media, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so there are some programs. There's one called Taja.ai. I haven't tried yet. That will pull 27 pieces of social content out of a long-form video.
Wow.
Yeah. So you do it once.
Look into that.
I know. So here again, sorry to say, the AI is making it so much easier to do the marketing, right? But yeah, you can really get the word out. And I love that you're doing video because video inspires trust. And people see you and they trust you. But I think what you're doing is fabulous. What are your other marketing plans? Sounds like you've got it pretty well nailed down, but...
Well, this team of interns that I have found and hired, we've got, they're all female sports management or sports marketing majors in colleges from Scranton down to University of South Carolina. They are going to be reaching out to grow and call on minor league baseball stadiums this summer, recreational organizations, sports bars, all kinds of places to introduce the concept of a jerseys and dresses fundraiser. We will, of course, you know, share the proceeds with the organization that's close to the venue's heart and then keep a little bit to keep our programming going. So we do a lot in our community with Sandalwood Food Pantry to feed those that can't necessarily, you know, come up with enough food in the pantry for their loved ones, and another organization called Visitation Home, which ties back to my Eagles Autism work, and it is a structured day program for adults with disabilities. So we do a lot of work trying to support our community. I want to support all the communities. I don't want it to just be Hilton Head, because there's so much that we can offer to other communities and help everybody.
Have you trademarked your brand?
I have two trademarks in the process right now. Jerseys and Dresses is one of them. And then as far as the event, you know, because this is essentially a big garage, we've trying to trademark the biggest garage party. So,
but I can see how that kind of fundraiser could really help businesses that maybe want to do something charitable to get some positive recognition in their community, but don't have any idea what to do or how to do it.
Right.
Then you bring it to them.
I bring it to them. And I also bring the opportunity for other small businesses to be involved in things they may not be able to be involved in. And I think about, you know, the small HVAC guy that might want to put his logo on the back of the soccer league shirts, but he might not have the $250 to do that. Well, they could come to Jerseys and Dresses and we could sponsor that as a grant and help the small businesses get out in different ways while they're still helping the community.
Oh, that's great.
That's really great.
Any support from the Eagles Autism Foundation?
I've gotten a lot of support from the Eagles Autism Foundation. That team is amazing. We planned a Super Bowl victory float in our St. Patrick's Day parade. And they sent us all kinds of stuff to hand out to the people on the parade route. They have always been extremely helpful in helping us.
So you're also an entrepreneur, right?
I am.
So you're not a full-time fundraiser
No,
person.
This is my side passion.
So how does working as an entrepreneur in a business differ from doing these kinds of events that you're describing?
I don't think it's all that different. I mean, the list of, you know, tasks to be completed to do a project through working in real estate or my marketing company versus the tasks of lists to plan this event or these events that we've done all comes down to the same set of tasks. It's, you know, put your team in place, secure your venue. It doesn't matter if I'm talking about a real estate client or if I'm talking about a nonprofit event, they're very similar.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that lots of times running a nonprofit is not really that much different than running a business, right?
It's a business. You know, different accounting and, you know, but it's running a business.
Right.
And you're always looking, you're only as good as the next raise that you have to support your foundation, especially if you have employees. It's a business.
Yeah.
We are all volunteer based, and our next big event is going to be our annual Day of Giving, which will be on the summer solstice. So it's the longest day of the year. We get the most
good
time
planning.
To raise
there you
the
go.
Most money.
And what date is that?
Friday, June 20th.
Okay. So are you doing an event for that? Is that completely online?
That's all digital.
Okay.
That Day of Giving is digital.
Okay.
So y'all be getting an email from me.
Okay. Hey, email marketing is one of the best. How do people find you and find your foundation?
They can go to jerseysanddresses.org. They could send me an email at Steph, S-T-E-P-H, at jerseysanddresses.org. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn. We're everywhere.
Great. Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.